So we have been talking about a new series. Ang title ng series natin ay Live Free. And ang goal ng series na to is for us to understand the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. And that freedom is only, we can only have it by faith. And as we understand it better, there is a deeper appreciation and worship to God. Kaya natin to pinag-uusapan. So first week, we've talked about us being dead to sin and alive in Christ. So tingnan nyo nga yung katabi nyo. Mukha bang patay yan? Pwede naman kung sa kasalanan. Pero meron ka bang katabi na mukhang patay lang? Okay. Okay, dead to sin. Okay? We have been dead. We are now dead to sin. And Jesus is living in us. Yun yung pinag-usapan natin in our first week. Last week, si Pastor Jeff, he talked about from being a sinner or from sin to righteousness. So napakalayo, di ba? Napakalayo ng tawid mula makasalanan to being righteous. Ano ba yung ibig sabihin ng righteous? When you say righteous, you have been made right. It means you're holy. It means wala kang mali, you're blameless. Sino sa inyo rito, you are righteous? Onti lang. Okay, kasi maybe for some of you, you're thinking, I will be righteous or I will become righteous because of the things that I'm doing. But we have been made righteous because of what Jesus did on the cross. Kaya ka righteous. Diba? Napakalayo ng tawid. Diba? Sino sa inyo rito na-try mo nang tumawid dyan sa Marcos Highway? Diba layo, 5 lane yun, kabila pa lang. So parang pagtawid mo sa kabila, 5 na naman. Diba? So bago ka makatawid, mga 50% yung life chance mong mamatay. Okay? So ang layo, same thing with sin and righteousness. And I have to talk about this because ito yung magiging foundation ng ipipreach ko tonight. I have to get from Pastor Jeff's preaching last week and somehow start it and then itutuloy ko kung ano yung topic natin tonight. So when we talk about sin to righteousness, di ba parang napaka-imposible, di ba? You're a sinner and you have become righteous. Paano yun? Di ba? Paano nangyari yun? Eh, makasalanan, tignan mo nga yung katabi mo. Paano nangyari yun? Makasalanan to eh. Ngayon, righteous na. You know what? It's not because of that person's doing or good works. That person has been made righteous. Kaya nga, has been made righteous. Okay, hindi mo ginawang righteous yung sarili mo. You have become righteous because of what Jesus did. So, bakit, paano nangyari yun? Di ba, pinako si Jesus sa cross, tama? Dapat, tayo yun. Kasi tayo yung nagkasala. But because Jesus loves us so much, He doesn't want us to be punished on the cross. So, instead of us dying on the cross, siya na yung nagpapako. So in short, yung sin mo, napunta sa kanya. And Jesus is blameless, righteous, holy, perfect. Dahil si Jesus naging righteous from the very beginning, at pinako siya sa cross, yung righteousness niya nalipat sa'yo. That is why you have been made righteous. Kung dati sinner ka, but because of what Jesus did, you have become righteous. It means it's not about what you have done. It's not about the things na nagawa mo, marami kang nagawang tama, wala yun doon. It's only by receiving what Jesus did on the cross by faith. Naniwala ako na namatay si Jesus sa mga kasalanan ko by faith, then I am righteous. Hindi ko yun pinagtrabahuhan. Wala ni isa sa atin dito can say that you are righteous because you are the most, the best person here. Ikaw yung pinakamaraming nagawang mabuti. Okay, kasi kung lahat ng ginawa mo, yun yung paraan mo para maging righteous, hindi mo na kailangan si Lord. As a matter of fact, you can go to heaven without God. Pwede mong sabihin kay Lord, Lord, andito na ako, di ba? I am righteous because of the things that I've done. No. Apart from God on what He has done for us on the cross, then we cannot be righteous. Andito pa po ba kayo? Okay, ngayon, now that you are righteous, you are no longer in your old self. Hindi na ikaw yan. Kung iniisip mo, hindi ako pa rin to, hindi na ikaw yan. The old self is gone. And now, the Spirit of God lives inside of you. Okay, kung dati, ikaw yung nasusunod sa buhay mo. Kung dati yung piniplease mo yung sinful nature mo, ngayon, the Spirit of God is actually living in you. Now, you are pleasing God. So, yun yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. Produkto lang ito nung ginawa ni Jesus Christ sa cross. Kaya meron kang Spirit ni God sa loob mo. I'd like to read in Romans chapter 7, verses 5 to 6. If you have your Bibles with you, I'm reading from NLT or New Living Translation. Verse 5. Sabi dyan, when we were controlled by our old nature, sinful desires were at work within us. And the law aroused these evil desires that produce harvest of sinful deeds resulting in death. You know, when I was reading that verse, personally, when I was doing this preaching, somehow, nagkaroon ako, nag-reminis ako sa dati kong buhay. Sabi dyan, when we were controlled by our old nature. Sino sa inyo rito, alam mo sa sarili mo that once in your life, you were controlled by your own sinful nature. Naging makasalanan ka once in your life. Wow, yung iba, perfect agad. Righteous agad. Diba? All of us. For some of you, okay, dati kang cheater. Okay, nangungopia ka. Yung iba, ay hanggang ngayon. For some of you, okay, napakasinungaling mo. Sa lahat ng sinabi mo, sa 10, 11 yung mali. Diba? Ganun ka kasinungaling. Diba? Or maybe for some of you, you are disobeying or dishonoring your parents constantly. Sagot ka ng sagot sa nanay mo. Kahit naman hindi ka tinatanong. palasagot ka. Sasabi pa ng nanay mo, anak, ano? Oh, diba? Ikaw pang galit. Maybe that's your old life. O kaya, immorality. Yung buhay mo dati, talagang ano, hayok na hayok ka sa kasalanan. Kumbaga kung lalaki ka, babaero ka. Maybe that's you. Hindi ko nasabi yung iba sa inyo rito, ako, mangungupit ako dati. Kaya laging nawawalan kami ng ulam sa tanghali. Yung pambili lang nanay ko ng ulam namin, kinukuha ko. Pandagdag, pandota. Diba? Maybe that is your old life. And you know what? Whatever your effort is, what the things that you have done, kahit ano pang gawin mo, you can never pay for those sins. The truth is, you can try all that you want, you will just be tired, you will just be discouraged, you will just end up frustrated, and yet you cannot change yourself. Na-try niyo na ba yun, yung New Year's resolution? Yung sinabi mo kay Lord yung December 31, Lord, last na talaga today. Hindi ko na uulitin to today, Lord. Ayoko na maging martyr. Hanggang ngayon ko na lang siya iisipin. Tapos January 1, kaya to, Lord, yes! Happy New Year, Lord! Di ba? January 2, 3, hanggang sa Lord, ano kayang ginagawa niya? Lord, sige na nga, next year na lang. Di ba? O kaya yung iba sa inyo, last cheating ko na to, Lord. Last na talaga. As in, kapag hindi ako nangopia, hindi ako papasa. Tapos, after ng quarter na yun, susunod na may exam. Hindi, Lord, next year na lang ulit sa third year ko. Di ba? Hanggang sa board exam na, Lord, last na to, Lord. Malamang, last na yun. Di ba? After mo na, magkatrabaho ka na eh. Wala nang exam. Lord, pag habang nag-apply ka, nag-ngopia ka pa rin, ano? Last na to, Lord, last na. You know what? Whatever your efforts are, you cannot change yourself. You cannot earn salvation by doing good works. Basahin ulit natin yung verse 5. May binanggit dyan na word na law. Sabi dyan, sinful desires were at work within us and the law aroused these evil desires. Yung law kasi na yan, if you have to, you have to understand, when this was written, yung Romans, wala pa nun, di pa ganun kasikat si Jesus Christ, okay? Unlike today, when you say, Jesus Christ, He died for my sins, I accept Him as my Savior and Lord. Alam niyo yun. Pero noon, people then were living by the law. Meaning, they have to obey the law for them to gain their access to God. So kung hindi nila nagagawa yung law, they are sinful, they are becoming sinful, and then, okay, hindi na sila righteous before God. So, yun yung sinasabi dyan na people then were under the law. You know, ang dami na nangyari 2,000 years after, even up until today, there are still people who live by do's and don'ts. Okay, yung, ay, hindi ko ito gagawin. Ay, bawal ko itong gawin. Ay, gagawin ko dapat to. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But left to yourself, hindi mo rin kayang i-obey yung mga law. Okay, hindi mo rin kayang i-obey si God. Sobrang taas ng standard ni God. All of us will just fail. May mga laws tayo sa mga panahon natin ngayon, di ba? Silence, please. Saan yung nakikita yan lagi? Sa palengke, na joke lang. Sa library, di ba? So, wag maingay, may bumibili, di ba? Sa library. Another, sabi dyan, bawal magtapon ng basura. Diba? Pero pansinin nyo, kung saan may nakalagay na bawal magtapon ng basura, doon maraming basura. Okay, meron dyan, bawal umihi. Dyan, dito, doon. Lahat. Pero doon, mapanghe. Diba? Bawal tumawid. May namatay na, may tumatawid pa rin. Mali mo, hindi ako yung second. Diba? Hindi sila yun. Diba? May lock pa din eh. Okay, hindi ako yung pang-second dyan. Okay, traffic light. Diba? Okay, pag green, go. Pag yellow, faster. Instead na slow down. Pag red, go anyway. Diba? Para saan pa yung ilaw dyan? Diba? Kung hindi mo susundin. You know, there's this very weird law in Florida, in one of their cities or towns, merong law sa kanila na you cannot fart. Okay, after 6 p.m. in public. Okay, bawal umutot sa public after 6 p.m. Grabe yung law na yun, ano? Naisip ko nga, bakit kaya hindi 5, 4? Kasi pag 6 na, marami ka nang nakain. So, mabaho na yung utot mo. So, pag before that, okay pa, pwede pa sa public, di ba? Sino mag gusto nyo ng ganyan law? You know what? Laws are not bad. People will not know what to follow and people will not know that they are disobeying already without the laws. Mahalaga yung law. Kaya sa school nyo, no ID, no entry. Diba? Kailangan mong magdala lang ID para makapasok ka. Those are good laws. Laws are good. But laws in itself cannot save you. Obeying the laws cannot give you salvation. Laws will only tell you, oy, warning. Or maybe you are a sinner, but it cannot provide a solution. Hindi ka na, walang tulong yung law. It will only tell you that, yes, you're sinning, okay, you're warning, malapit na, but it cannot provide help. Example, this, sino sa inyo dito mahilig kayo mag-beach? Lalo na pag summer, di ba? Lalo na pag umuulan, nagbi-beach ka, di ba? So summer, di ba, mainit, di ba? Enjoy na enjoy mo, nag-swimming ka, white sand, di ba? Ikaw lang yung tao. Nakita mo tong sign na to. Nakalagay, no swimming, sharks, di ba? Eh, ikaw, enjoy na enjoy mo, magsusurf ka pa nga sana. Tapos, bad trip talaga, bad trip. Di ba? Galit, magagalit ka ba doon sa naglagay nung sign na yan? Bakit pa niya kasi nilagay yung sign na yan eh? Di sana na-enjoy ko yung pagsusurf ko tsaka pagsiswim ko. Di ba? Mali ba na merong sign na ganyan? You know what? It's not. You know, it's a good sign. It will tell you, be careful. But it cannot provide when a help when there is a shark. Hindi naman pag merong shark, nilipad yung karatulan, sapukpukin niya yung ano, yung shark sa ulo, di ba? You know, laws are good. But left to itself, it cannot provide a solution. It cannot help you. It will only tell you, oops, hanggang dyan ka lang. Pero hindi kanya pwedeng tulungan. Ngayon, sabi dun sa verse 5, let's go to verse 6. Romans chapter 7, verse 6. Sabi niyan, but now, we have been released from the law. Grabe, wala nang law. So, pwede nang gawin lahat. Okay? For we died to it and are no longer captive to its power. Now, we can serve God, not in the old way of obeying the letter of the law, but in the new way of living in the Spirit. Yes, wala nang law. Hindi mo na kailangan, i-obey ko to para maging pleasing ako kay God. Hindi na. Now you can please God because the Spirit of God lives inside of you. The Spirit of God lives inside of you when you accepted Him as your Lord and Savior. You have become righteous when you accepted Christ. Now that you are already righteous, the Spirit of God lives in you, then you can please God. So dati, yung pag-obey mo, galing lang sa sarili mo by obeying the law. Now, you are obeying God, not because wanting to be saved, but because God has made you free. He already offered salvation. Meaning, yung pressure, wala sa'yo. yung pressure hindi sa'yo. So meaning, may isang araw na okay yung araw mo, may isang araw na hindi. Hindi ka yung tipong, God, ano ba yun? Nag-sin na naman ako. Sorry na naman, Lord. Grabe, Lord. Wala na naman yung salvation ko. Hindi ganun. There will be days that it will be good. There will be days that it will be bad. But you know that, you know what? The Spirit of God's living in me. And I cannot do anything apart from Christ. I may not be perfect, but I'm doing everything because of the grace of God. Meaning, the pressure is on God. He already died on the cross. And He lives in you. That is why you're just abiding by the Spirit. So lahat na nakikita sa'yo, produkto na lang yun. Nung ginawa ni Lord sa'yo when He died on the cross. You know, question is, could it be possible that now you're already in Christ? Meaning, may relationship ka na kay Christ. Tinanggap mo na siya sa buhay mo. Inaccept mo na siya, na-save ka na. Pero hanggang ngayon, you're still limited. Until today, you are still living in your old sinful nature. Until today, it's like you are living under the law. You know what? There's a guy who watched a circus. Nanood siya ng circus, and he was just amazed with this elephant na nakita niya. Medyo mahihain kasing elephant, kaya yung palang niya yung gusto natin ipakita. So, he was amazed because all throughout the show, yung elephant na sobrang laki is staying near that very tiny anchor where it's tied, and hindi siya umalis. Nandun lang siya. And come to think of it, ang laki ng elephant, tapos yung pinagtatalian sa kanya, liit, siguro isang ganun lang niya yan. Tanggal yan, makakalis na siya. So, ang tagal niyang pinag-isipan. Bakit ganun? I mean, why did it come to a point where this elephant, nandun lang siya, hindi niya tinatry kumawala. You know, after researching, after asking questions, he came to a conclusion that probably this elephant, when it was still small, nasanay siya na nakatali. Pero nung time na yun, mas malaki yung chain, tsaka mas matibay yung pinagkakatalian. So maybe when it was still a child, alam mo yun, parang kumakawala siya. Ayoko dito. Nagtaga-Tagalog, no? Di ba? Kumakawala siya. Tapos, nakatulog na siya sa kakalaban. Next day, andun pa rin siya. Lumalaban hanggang sa dumating yung day na sinabi niya, okay, I accept. Hanggang dito na lang. Even up to a point where hindi na siya nakatali, hindi na ganun katiba yung pinagkakatalian niya, hindi na siya kumakawala. Doon lang siya, paikot-ikot. Diba? Doon lang siya. You know, could it be possible that yes, for some of us, we are already a believer, we are already a Christian, you're saying that the Spirit of God lives inside of you, and yet, you are like this elephant. Okay? You're limited. You cannot enjoy freedom. Sabi dyan, live free. Yung live free mo, parang hindi masyadong live free. Parang kulang. Could it be possible that you're just going in circles? Hindi ka makawala. Hanggang ngayon, nandun ka pa rin. Diba? Favorite mong kanta, yung kanta ni Sarah, ikot, ikot. Diba? Paikot-ikot ka lang. Diba? Could it be possible? You know, I think, yes. It's possible that there are people, yes, they're saying that they're already a Christian, and yet, like the elephant, they're just going in circles. You know what? I want to tell you, I want to remind you that it's only by faith in Jesus Christ. Yes, nasaved ka by faith, and now that you're living in Christ, it's still by faith. Nothing has changed. Yeah, ang pinagkaiba lang, dati wala kang Christ, ngayon meron na. The Spirit of God lives in you, and you know, you have to continue living in faith in Christ. You have to live by that truth. Okay, for you to live free. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, it says there, for by grace you have been saved through faith. Okay, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Nobody could tell us here that you are saved because of the things that you have done. Nobody. It's only by faith. And you have been saved by faith. And until today, you will still live with the Spirit, with Christ, by faith. And maybe the reason why sometimes you're like that elephant going in circles is you have come to a point where it's not faith anymore. Maybe, you know, it's just you. You've been used to doing everything on your own. Bumabalik ka rin sa dati mong ikaw, yung tinatry mo, piplease mo si God on your own. No, you cannot. Only by faith you can please God. And without faith, no one and nothing could please God. Ngayon, I've been talking about spirit, you know, living in the spirit. Ano ba yung picture? Okay, what's the picture of a person living in the spirit? Ano ba yung pagtinignan mo yung isang tao? How would you know if that person, or personally you, how would you know that I am living in the spirit? In Romans chapter 8, verses 1 to 2, it says there, so now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Verse 2, and because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit, sabihin mo, life-giving Spirit, has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. It's the Spirit that freed you. For what? For you not to live in condemnation. So if you are saying that I'm living in Christ, there should be now no condemnation. Yun yung isa sa mga picture. If you are saying that you are living with Christ or in the Spirit, there should be no condemnation. Maybe you have a very terrible past. Sobrang pangit nung nakaraan mo. Kumbaga sa ranking ng mga pinakamakasalanan, ikaw yung top one. Diba? Ganun ka kasama. You know what? When Jesus said, I forgive you, it's all erased. It's all finished. Every time God looks at you, He sees Jesus in you. He doesn't see the old you. That is why you don't have to live in condemnation. You don't have to live in sin. Because He already has freed you. He already has forgiven you. Okay? Move on! Minsan, okay, lahat naman, okay naman, pero ikaw lang yung nagpapahirap sa sarili mo, hindi, makasalanan ako, hindi. O di, sige, makasalanan ka. But, wala namang nagko-condemn sa'yo eh. I don't know if you know the story of this adulterous woman in the Bible. Diba? Adultery is a very, kumbaga, napakamatinding kasalanan in their time. But she was caught in the act. And in their law, if you have committed adultery, you have to be stoned to death. Ngayon, when everyone was ready to stone that woman, sabi ni Jesus Christ, whoever among you have no sin, okay, siya'y maunang bumato. And everybody left. And then he approached the woman and said, see, nobody has condemned you. Even I will not condemn you. So sin no more. You know what? If you are living in Christ, wala pong condemnation. Yes, I'm not saying na yung sin mo, walang bearing yung matinding kasalanan mo. Pero napatawad na yun ni Lord nung nag-ask ka ng forgiveness. And kahit ano pang nangyari, kaya ka pa rin patawarin ni Lord if you will just ask for forgiveness. You know, there's this story, very familiar na kayo siguro dito, okay? Unang-una, ginamit ko shark, tapos elephant, ngayon naman chicken, okay? So medyo mahilig ako sa animals eh. So merong magkapatid, okay, they went into their grandfather's house, and accidentally, the boy, the older guy, okay, killed the grandfather's chicken. So napatay niya. Ngayon, para itago yung ano, yung nagawa niya, nilibing niya yung chicken. Tapos nilagyan niya ng cross. Joke lang. Tinago niya. Problema, nakita siya nung sister niya. So, and when it was time for the dishes to be washed, sabi nung ano, nung lolo, okay, intusan na yung babae, kunwari, Yaya Dab, sabi. Okay. Maghugas ka na. Nag-dab smash lang. Okay. Si kuya na po ang maghuhugas. Ako? Sabi nung kuya, bakit ako? Alam ko ginawa mo. Sige, ako. And then natulog na sila, kinabukasan, okay, it was time to cook, and you know, maghahain na. Tapos dapat yung girl na, kasi siya na yung naghugas kagabi, o ikaw naman ngayon, kasi siya nakagabi. Ay, hindi po ako.
Si kuya po ulit.
Oh, ako na naman.
Alam ko ginawa mo.
And it went on and on and on, paulit-ulit. Hanggang sa dumating na yung time na hindi na kinaya nung kuya. So what he did, pumunta siya dun sa lolo niya. Sabi niya, sorry po, napansin niyo po ba nawawala po yung manok niyo? Napatay ko po accidentally, I'm so sorry. Sabi nung lolo, you know what? I knew. I was there. I saw it. And I saw how your sister was doing these things to you. And for me, you know, nahirapan ako for you, but hanggang hindi ka nag-ask ng forgiveness, then hindi maayos to. And now that you ask for forgiveness, the grandfather said, I forgive you. You know, for some of us, you have been allowing or giving the enemy a good job by condemning you. Yung enemy, sobrang maganda yung trabaho niya sa buhay mo. Diba? Hindi ka nga bumabalik dito sa church eh. Bakit? Kasi naniniwala ka sa boses ng enemy. Nako, wala na yan. Na-save ka na. Wala na. Nakagawa ka ng kasalanan. Huwag ka nang bumalik sa church. Pambasa-basa ka pa ng Bible. Kapal lang mukha mo. Diba? Nagka-girlfriend ka nga eh. Oh, leader ka pa. You know what? Like Jesus said on that adulterous woman, nobody is condemning you. And you know what? One thing with condemnation, it will never come from God. God will never condemn you. Di natating yung time na sasabihin sa ini Lord na, alam mo, ginawa mo to kagabi, so ngayon, bawal ka mag-church. Okay? Kaya ikaw minsan, parang ayaw mo na bumalik sa VG, ayaw mo na umatend ng church, hindi mo pinapansin yung leader mo, ka-text ng text sa'yo yung leader mo, naubos na yung load, saka ka-text, hindi ka pa yung nage-reply. Kasi, makasalanan ako eh. Wala namang nangongondem sa'yo eh. Okay? You are just believing the enemy's voice. Another thing with condemnation is it will make you less fruitful. Minsan, di ba, okay na okay ka, tapos may nangyari lang, tapos feeling mo, hindi ka na kayang patawarin ni Lord, so ayaw mo na, nag-quit ka na sa ministry, hindi ka na nag-lead ng mga classmate mo, uma-attend ka na lang, tapos minsan ayaw mo na kasi masama kang tao. It will make you less fruitful. All you need to do is ask for forgiveness from God. All you need to do is have someone to tell your problems and your sins. And you know, God will forgive you. God can forgive you. You know, another thing with condemnation, you know, it will lead you to sinning all the more. Kasi di ba, pag condemn ka, naku, sama ako. Sige na nga, gagawin ko na lang. Total, feeling ko naman ang sama-sama ako na eh. So, todohin na natin. Di ba? Hanggang sa hindi ka na makawala. Doon ka na, paikot-ikot ka na lang. Ikot, ikot. Di ba? You know, if you're really living in Christ, there should be now no condemnation. God will not condemn you. We will not condemn you here. If one way or another, you felt being condemned by anybody in this place, we want to say sorry. But nobody will condemn you. And nobody is condemning you. Only the enemy will condemn you. And if you're living in the Spirit, if you're living in Christ, you don't have to listen in the voice of the enemy. All you need to do is to live and listen in the voice of God. Another picture of you living in the Spirit in verse 6 of Romans chapter 8, it says there, so letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit, sabi mo, Spirit, control your mind leads to life and peace. Aside from no condemnation, another picture of a person living in the Spirit is that person has life. That person is peaceful. That person has peace in his heart. Meaning, hindi ba dapat ba tahimik? Dapat ba walang problema? You can be in the middle of a problem or a trial, but if you're living in the Spirit, you're just secured. You can sleep at night because you know that you have God with you. You can sleep and say, Lord, I have this in front of me, and I know you are sovereign, you're in control. I can do this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's living in peace. It's not the absence of war. It's not the absence of problems. It's in the midst of the problem, and yet you're trusting God. That is peace. And it says their life. Okay? Dapat may pagbabago. Dapat may change na nakikita sa buhay mo. Kung dati, ayan yung ano, cheater, oh. Pero ngayon, nag-aaral na at hindi pa nagpapakopya. Diba? Or maybe yan yung ano, yan yung sobra pagkausap mo, para kang may kausap na tambucho. Diba? Amoy usok. Amoy yosi. Pero ngayon, amoy mentos. Nag-mentos lang pala eh. Pero nag-yosi pa din. Dati, pagkausap mo yung tao na yan, lahat ng part ng sentence, tutut, wala ka na maintindihan. Diba? Pero ngayon, puro ang naririnig mo, God. Puro pinag-uusapan yung nangyari sa buhay niya kay God. Diba? Kung dati, yung nanay mo, sanay na sanay nang sinasagot mo siya. Pag umuwi ka ng bahay, nagugulat ba na hindi ka na pala sagot? Anak, 1 week na, ba't niyo pa ako sinasagot? Anong problema mo? Diba? Anak, sabihin mo, may sakit ka ba? Ma, may relationship na po kay Lord. Yun! Tapos, madadala mo pa yung nanay mo dito sa church. Diba? Yun yung life. You're living in the Spirit. There is life. Kung dati, lahat ng porn sites kabisado mo. Diba? Bura ka ng bura sa history, baka makita ng nanay mo. Ay, hanggang ngayon po, ganun pa rin ako. Pero ngayon, diba? Wala na. Pag alam mong natatempt ka na, pinapatay mo na yung cellphone mo, pinapatay mo na yung computer nyo. Nagbabasa ka na lang ng Bible. Yun lang yung binabasa mo. Kung dati, di ba, napaka insecure mo, meaning sa kanya lang umiikot yung buong buhay mo. Ibinigay mo na lahat. Pati thesis niya, ikaw ang gumawa. Pag may homework siya, siya may napapasa, ikaw wala. Di ba, kasi ginagawa mo yung homework niya. Okay, kahit hindi ka kumain, basta siya busog. Okay lang. Pag tinignan ka ng mga kaklase mo, parang yung mukha mo, kamukha mo na siya eh. Diba? Lagi kayong magkasama. Pero ngayon, you're so secured. Because you know that God is preparing someone for you. Yung tipong meron kang sense of patience to, mag-aantay ako. Diba? Kasi alam ko na may pine-prepare si Lord. Okay? In Colossians chapter 3, verse 5, ito yung picture ng dati. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Bingo! Yung iba, lahat yan meron ako. Walang premyo dito, ha? Naka-bingo ka, jackpot, di ba? Pero, yan yung dating ikaw. Pero ngayon, sabi dyan sa Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, this is the new you, therefore as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness. Okay, dapat doon may kindness. Yung kapatid mo sa bahay. Diba? Pag umuwi ka, chinelas! Tapos yung kapatid mo, 3 months ba lang, di ba nga makagapang, inuutusan mo na. Kawawa naman. Diba? Humility. Okay? Humility. Gentleness. Pagkausap ka, laging nakasimangot, laging galit. Anong oras na? 5:30! Kumain ka na, hindi ba? And patience. Sabi dyan, patience, mag-antay ka daw sa tamang panahon. First year college ka pa lang, kala mo mauubusan ka. Kasi baka last na to, eh. Baka wala lang magkagusto sa akin. Paano kung siya na talaga? Eh kung siya, di antayin mo. Alam mo ang problema kasi hindi mo maantay. Eh paano kung gusto ni God na ngayong estudyante ka, mag-aral ka, enjoy niyo yung time mo sa pamilya mo, kasi pag nag-asawa ka, hihiwalay ka na sa pamilya mo, eh ngayon, estudyante ka pa lang, kasama muna siya. Pag nag-asawa ka na, wala na. Gusto ko, 16 ka pa lang, yung pamilya mo, wala na. Hindi mo na nakasama. Hindi ka nakapag-aral na mabuti. Or sana nagdi-disciple ka ng ibang tao, nag-reach out ka, pero hindi mo magawa kasi araw-araw, lunch, ka-text mo, kausap kasama mo. Saan yun na umigot yung mundo mo? Wala namang masama. Okay? Nakita nyo kanina yung ano namin? Yung picture ng wife ko tsaka nung daughter ko. Sobrang saya. As in, isa sa pinakamasayang time ng buhay ko nung sinagot ako nung girlfriend ko, nung time na yung asawa ko na siya. Nung nagpakasal kami. Pero you know what? Alam nyo kung ano yung pinakamasaya? Kasi it was done sa tamang panahon. Patience. Nangano kayo eh. Ha? Ano? Paulit-ulit na lang kami sa preaching ito. Every week na lang. Yung iba sa inyo, ganun pa rin. Nag-worship holding hands. Baka makawala. Diba? Worship nga eh. Si Lord. Ikaw naman, Lord, nakaganun ka ba? Baka mawala ba? There must be a change in your life. If before, you're living in an insecure life, then now, you can be secured. Hindi madali. You know what? I started not having a relationship when I was 18 years old. And I had my girlfriend, nung ngayon, asawa ko na, at 26. So for 8 years, hindi ko sinasabing ganun galahin nyo, ha? Pero what I'm trying to say is, during those times, I was just so secured in my relationship with God. Kahit may mga times na, Lord, ang lamig, sana may kasama ako. Pero sige, ako na lang ulit. Kaya kapin yung sarili ko. Kaya mo yan, Dan, I love you. Pero alam ko lang na, Lord, you want to teach me something during this time. So that when that season, the right season comes, I'm prepared, I'm ready. And it will be perfect. Sa mga nagsasabi sa inyo rito na perfect na or timing nyo na, edi magbakasal na kayo. Okay. Tama yan, di ba? Go. Push nyo yan. That is another picture, okay, of living in the Spirit. Life and peace. Lastly, sa Romans chapter 8, verse 15 to 16, so you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you receive God's Spirit. Sabi mo, God's Spirit. When He adopted you as His own children. Sabi dyan ni Paul, you have been adopted as God's children. You have to understand, in the Roman law, okay, in their law, when you are adopted, your old rights, you lose all those. And dun sa bago mong pamilya, you get all their rights. Meaning, if your parents die, lahat ng mana ng anak, kung totoong anak, 5 million ng mana, 5 million din ang mana mo. Meaning, you gain all the privileges, all the rights. And that is what happens when the Spirit of God lives in you. You have become a child of God. You have become God's children. Naging anak ka na ni Lord. You're a daughter and a son of God. Kahit nalilito ka pa kung son ka ba o daughter. Pero God already has freed you. He has made you a son and a daughter. Meaning, you have all the privileges. Hindi ka na nasa labas. Hindi ka na nakadungaw lang sa bintana, nakikipadood ng TV. Di ba ganun sa mga kapitbahay sa probinsya? Kapag tingin mo, ang dami nanonood, di mo naman kilala lahat. Nanonood lang sa labas. Ngayon, nandun ka na sa loob, naka-couch ka na, may popcorn ka pa habang nanonood ng TV. You have all the privileges. Meaning, you can have your access to God 24/7. You have the Holy Spirit in you. Okay? You have the forgiveness of God. You have eternal life. When you die, you're secured. You're gonna be in heaven with God. That's being a God's child. Okay, yun yung pagiging anak ni Lord. Yun yung privileges mo. You know, for some of us, sadly, balikan natin yung verse 15. Sabi dyan sa verse 15, you have not received the spirit that makes you fearful slaves. A lot of people, even if they are already claiming that they are sons and daughters of God, they are still living in fear, worries, and they're living like a slave. They don't know their position in God. They don't know who they are in Christ. But when the Spirit of God lives inside of you, you have been adopted. You are now a child of God. Wala na yung dati. You can enjoy the presence of God. Yes, you might not be perfect. There will be times that you will sin, that you will fall into sin, but yet, you are still a son and a daughter of God. You will not be condemned. you will be living with Christ. Sa inyo ba, sa bahay nyo, kapag yung may nagawa ka ba, sasabihin mo ba sa tatay mo, kunwari, ano, na nabasag mo yung isang plato nyo, sasabihin mo ba sa tatay mo, okay lang po kahit i-disown nyo na ako bilang anak nyo kasi nabasag ko po yung plato natin. Diba? Sige po, okay lang po, hindi na po ako magiging kaapelido nyo, itapon nyo na po ako sa labas. Hindi, di ba? Minsan nga, nakabasag ka na, ikaw pa'y galit. Eh, kasi naman, nililagay nyo dyan eh. Kasi sana, hindi ko natabig. Di ba? Kasi alam mo yung position mo sa bahay nyo. Alam mo na kahit anong gawin mo, hindi ka magiging disowned. You will always be a son and a daughter. You know what? Same thing should be with God. Yes, I'm not saying na gawin mo lahat ng kasalanan mo, okay? If you're living in the Spirit, then sin should be dead to you. And even if you fall into sin, you will still go back to God knowing that you are a son and a daughter, or a daughter. And God is your Father. That is being a child of God. You know, maybe you're saying, oh, ang saya naman pala maging anak ni Lord. Grabe yung privileges. Diba, you know what? Like any other family, hindi naman lahat ng pamilya. May mga pamilya ba dito perfect yung family nyo? Yung walang problema, mula pinanganak ka hanggang ngayon, perfect. Okay, like any other family, okay, there are trials. Okay, even in your relationship with God, part of having or part of your privilege as a child of God is you will face trials. John 16:33, in this world, you will face many trouble or you will face troubles. If you are a child of God, then you should not be surprised na meron kang problema, kasama yun. Pero ang kagandahan ngayon is you have already your access to God. Meaning, yes, may problema, may trial, merong mga pagdadaanan kang maraming mabibigat na problema, pero ngayon, anak ka na. Pwede ka nang lumapit sa tatay mo. Lord, pag hindi ko ito napasa, Lord, hindi ako magagraduate, pero hindi ako mangungopia. Mag-aaral ako, Lord, and I know you will help me. You will give me wisdom. You know, that is living in the Spirit. In the midst of a trial, you can say to God, Lord, I trust you because you are my Father. And even if the things that you have been that you have prayed for will not happen, you will still choose to trust God. That is the privilege I'm talking about. You know, kaya privilege siya. Kasi pag may trial, you become closer to God. Diba? Pag masaya ka naman, mostly sabi mo, thank you, Lord. Pero pag may problema, diba dun ka mas lumalapit kay Lord? And that's a privilege. Count it as a privilege because you are an inch closer to Christ. Because now you see God's power working in your life. Because now you see na, Lord, ikaw lang yung pwede kong pagkatiwalaan, hindi yung sarili ko, hindi kahit sino, ikaw lang. And as you do that, yes, there are trials, you are closer. You become closer to God. Mas nakikilala mo si Lord bilang tatay mo. Kasi dati may problema ka rin naman, pareho lang naman ngayon, di ba? Dati may problema ka, ngayon meron. Pero ang kinaibahan dati, tiyatry mo, pag hindi na, give up. Pero ngayon, that meron ka ng relationship kay Lord, ang hirap, pero Lord, I have you in me. You said in your word, you will never leave me nor forsake me. I will always have you, God. And that is being a child of God. That is enjoying the privilege of being a child of God. I want to ask everyone to close their eyes and bow your heads. I want to pray for some of us here. Everyone close your eyes. I want to pray for two groups of people. First group of people I want to pray for. Maybe you have been a Christian or you're a Victor group leader. I don't really care. You're saying that, okay, I accepted Christ already, but how come, you know, there is condemnation in me? There's this chain like that with the elephant that's pulling me back. And I cannot live free because there's just voices and condemnation and telling me what I've done. Or maybe you're saying, I cannot, parang yung buhay ko, parang walang change. Or parang lagi na lang ako nag-worry, walang peace. Or until today, I don't know my position in Christ. Meaning kapag may nangyari lang, naiyan ako lumapit kay Lord. Yes, there's grace. And I'm not saying na lapit ka na lapit pag may nagawa ka. Pero iba yung alam mo yun, you're living in condemnation. If that is you, nobody's looking around. If you're one of those things that I've mentioned, would you raise your hand so I can pray for you? You're saying, Lord, that's me. Lord, that's me. Lord, that's me. You know, yung kinanta ko kanina, yung chicken, sabi lang niya, ako yun. Nagawa ko yun, napatay ko yun. All you need to do is just to tell God, Lord, I've done this. Lord, I've committed this. Lord, I'm sorry, God. I repent. If that is you, would you just raise your hand? I mean, nobody's looking around. I want you to talk to God this time. I want you to tell God how sorry you are. Yung sobrang miss mo na si Lord. Yung parang yung dati, nami-miss mo na yung parang yung simula. Yung parang kayo lang dalawa. Yung kahit anong mangyari. Alam mo na anak ka, tatay mo siya. Can you just talk to God and tell Him how much you're thankful and yet you're sorry for things that you have done? Lord, thank you, God, for you here. You are here and you hear everything we've said. Even the whispers, even hindi namin sinabi, pero alam lang namin sa utak namin na sinabi namin yun. Lord, narinig mo yun lahat. And Lord, I pray that you will remove any condemnation in them. Lord, remind them that condemnation is never from you. And I pray that they will stop listening to condemnation, God. They will stop living in sin and having you and having a good life and living in peace and knowing their position as a son and a daughter. Lord, thank you, Father, for you are going to give them refreshing tonight. Lord, refresh their souls. Lord, I pray that you will just, Lord, release forgiveness and your presence and your spirit. Lord, may it live in them and all of us. That when they come to you, Lord, they will come to you with confidence, not in themselves or the things that they have done, but confidence in what you have done. That's why we can call you Father. Lord, thank you. Even when the way we worship you, Lord, naiiyak kami minsan, magtaas ng kamay, kumanta kasi feeling namin, hindi naman kami worthy, Lord, even with the way we sing praises to you, Lord, may we come to you with boldness and confidence, but with humility, Father. Knowing that, Lord, lahat ng to, it's all by your grace.